Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
There are just some days where your body just shuts down. You're not exactly sure why, right? Like what happened in the day. It's not like you ran a marathon or anything, but there's something going on where your body and your mind just shuts down. And Kristen had one of these, but her sleep schedule, the way that you can do this and Katie can do it is fascinating to me.
Yeah, my body and mind yesterday just did a complete shutdown. And I know why.
Why?
I've been pushing myself too hard. I've been, you know, there's been stress and lots of conversations, and we had a big weekend, and it's just go, 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 go. And
business,
I haven't
business
given
conversations.
Yes. And yeah. There just hasn't been, there hasn't been a lot of downtime. And so, and I've been, you know, staying up late, getting up early, and it caught up with me. It 1000% caught up with me. And every once in a while it does this, because I, believe it or not, even after 19 years of doing mornings, I don't take naps. Like, I'm not a nap person. I don't take even like a little 20-minute cat nap. I don't do that.
That is crazy to me, man. If I don't get that, I am a cranky little bitch.
So I go and I have this lunch meeting yesterday, and then I come home. I read two books to Jimmy, and then I look at him and I'm like, hey, Jimmy, you want to go upstairs and cuddle in mama's bed and watch a movie? And he got so excited to be in mama's bed. Like, I'm just playing this kid, right? And it's perfect. So we go upstairs, we cuddle up in my bed. By the way, it's Bart in my's bed, but it's mama's bed. It's not, yeah. Bart has nothing to do with the bed.
You're spending a lot more time in that thing than Bart is.
1000%. Yeah. It is mama's bed. So we get in there, we snuggle up. I put on this documentary on Disney Plus, which is very good, by the way. It's called Expedition China, and they're going all over China looking for these endangered animals giving birth.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It was good. So we sat there and we're watching the cranes and the pandas and the monkeys, and I fall asleep, right? And so somehow, because this kid was all over the place, he leaves. I wake up. I see it's not dark, but the sun is close to coming down. And I look at my phone and it's freaking 7 o'clock. And I'm like, I just slept for like 4 hours.
4 hours in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I can understand, it's the second half of this that absolutely fascinates me science-wise.
Like I was sleeping so hard, I had the sweat on the back of my nape, right?
And Jimmy's not waking you up. He's not saying a peep for 4 hours while he's watching TV?
Well, no. He had left.
Oh, okay.
He had left. He had played outside with a friend. He was downstairs with Dad. Dad fed him. Like, Bart stepped up because Bart understood. Like, he knew my body just had shut down. So I get up. And Jimmy is walking upstairs, and he's like, Mama, where you been? And I'm like, I'm here. And so I put him to bed, and then I walk downstairs, have a brief conversation with my husband just to, like, catch up on life, make two tacos, stand there, eat them, go back upstairs, hop on my phone for a little bit, and go right back to bed.
And sleep for how many hours? 6-7 hours?
Till I got up this morning to come here. Yeah.
So 4 hours in the day. Because if I'm sleeping over an hour during the day or an hour and a half, then there's no sleep at night. Or I'm not getting to bed till 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You do 4 hours. And Katie, yeah. Our producer, does the same thing. So sleep 4 hours, then get up, and then sleep the rest of the night.
Yeah, I literally got up for like maybe two and a half hours and then went right back to bed and didn't get up till my alarm went off this morning.
Yeah, that sounds like the way to go. Like, experiencing things, and, you know, that's overrated.
Yeah.
Sleep is the way to go. It's 100% the way to go.
But let me tell you, I feel freaking great.
Do you feel great today?
Yes.
See, all you got to do, people, is get 14 hours of sleep and you'll feel great too. I mean, who doesn't have that kind of time?
Right?
All right, so Messy Mikey is in here. I think Rebecca started this yesterday where we're taking a look back at flashbacks, you know, kind of like highs of the Burt Show over the last 25 years. And our new producing staff here, our most recent producing staff here, has decided that the best parts of the Burt Show are the ones they're in.
I thought that was the assignment.
It was. Burt has revisionist history. I sent the email saying, hey, guys, thank you so much for all your hard work and dedication to the show. If you would like to relive one of your favorite moments, by all means.
But it felt self-serving sending my own thing in, but I was like, yeah, I don't know. This seems like the most significant thing I did, so.
Burt, I don't want this to be a victory lap about me. Also, Burt, but not about you.
This is going to be the producer's victory lap over the next couple of weeks. I never saw that email. I haven't been reading them.
You weren't on it.
I don't want to know anything about them.
You weren't on it. Okay. It was just for, because I'm sitting here and we're reliving all this stuff from the last 25 years. And yes, it's great for the listeners and it's been enjoyable. At the same time, I feel like the people who are like writing this out, knowing that it's coming to an end, but still showing up every day, mm-hmm. putting in the work, they deserve to have to relive a segment if they would like to.
Absolutely. Especially because, like, Mikey's only had one really good one.
Yeah, exactly. He's been here. It really took a while for me to find it.
What do you got,
man? You were one of the first to respond, and I highly appreciated that. You know what? You're putting humility aside. You're just embracing...
good content.
Yes.
Look, I'm a good email responder.
You are.
That's something about me. I will get those emails sent out off my plate. Good to go.
Content is king, baby. What do you got?
So, I was like... I know what the people want to hear, and I know what kept me in this building. There was nothing else. I would have been gone 2 years ago if this didn't happen to me. I used to record these SoundCloud raps. The whole premise was I would make a dumb beat on GarageBand, and then I would give myself one chance to record it, and then I'd post it. It was something for my friends and I to laugh at, and...
We're your friends. We can laugh.
Well, the intern group that I was in, whenever we did this. This was my third time on air, so I'm terrified. And, they discovered this, told it to you guys without my knowledge, and, that's how it turned out.
So beautiful. The internet makes it very difficult to have any kind of past or any kind of secret whatsoever if you dig enough, correct?
Correct. You can pretty much Google anything about anybody if you try hard enough.
Which makes us turn to our intern, Mikey. Do you know why you're in here today?
Yeah, I figured it out.
How is it this is your last week of your internship, and we are just now finding out this little tidbit of information.
Oh, y'all are killing me. I've been drowning in anxiety for the last day. Just drowning in it.
So Mikey here is a SoundCloud rapper.
All your fellow interns are gathered in the other studio.
Look at the support you're getting from all your fellow interns right there. Just really enjoying
it. They threw me under the stupid bus.
Dude, they came running in here yesterday and they closed the our door. And they're like all excited, like, oh, you guys aren't going to believe this. Mikey has 50 songs on SoundCloud.
Albums, 55 songs. I'm not trying to defend it. It's as bad as you could possibly imagine. But here's what it is. I would make a beat, a stupid little beat on GarageBand, and I'd give myself one chance to freestyle over it, and then I forced myself to post it on SoundCloud. And it was just something for me. I was having fun, and look what happens. This is all a nightmare.
Okay. So how old were you when this started?
I was probably sophomore in high school.
So you were 15?
Yes.
So these are your SoundCloud raps from when you were 15 years old.
That's right. I'm melting right now.
Let's hear it.
World premiere. How many rice?
Okay.
Go, dog. You shoot me. How many rice is in a bowl of rice? How many rice is in a bowl of rice? That's a 1 million, so cut the price. It's almost like a contraceptive device. In other words, no, it's not nice. So I'm raising the bar to a new height. I'm staring down the sights, taking out any motherfucker who can't recite the Bill of Rights. Cause in my world, it's fight or bite. Almost like a smoker's light. So if you come to my place, just know you gotta meet the whites. Okay, no, that's not right. I hope someone doesn't make that sound
one bite, so I can't go to jail. My rear is way too tight. I guess I'm
That was all freestyle?
It might have been a second take, but yeah, I'm not standing behind this, guys. Right? I'm disappointed in myself. I feel as much shame as a man can feel.
Well, if that was shameful, I want you to fill in the blank on this title. Put away your blank.
Wiener.
The name of the song is Put Away Your Wiener.
Put Away Your Wiener.
What's the inspiration?
I don't know. Nobody had their wiener out.
Mikey saw a couple.
All right, let's hear it, Tommy.
Pizza, wings, chicken, fingers. Don't touch me with your wiener. Stay away from my finger. I don't want that fish to linger. I ain't messing around. Put up your wiener. Put up your wiener. Put up your wiener. I ain't messing around. Put up your wiener. Or else I'll be the one that's a sinner.
Okay, yeah.
You know how some rappers, like Drake, will kind of, they rap, but they also kind of venture into singing.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no.
Mikey.
Which was this, Mikey?
Beautiful Woman.
Oh, Beautiful Woman. No, this is a hit.
Beautiful Woman. Nobody can take that from you. Oh, beautiful woman, please show me what you do. What's your job? Do you do the dishes or clean my shirt? Will you take the dog on a walk after work? If I need to have another cup of tea, would you please be the one to bring it to me? Oh, woman, you're so brave, so kind, and so beautiful. Ignore all those mean Instagram comments.
He even layered his tracks, man. Let's close it out with the one you consider the best, Tommy.
Oh, Kaylee, this is his absolute favorite.
Oh, we got a request from our audio producer, Kaylee.
What is it?
This is called Oh, Baby.
You know, girl, I've just been thinking a lot about you and me and our whole family. Oh, baby, I love you so much, but you don't have a crush on me no more. Oh, baby, please tell me how you're feeling right now, okay? Before I walk out this door, I'll tell you right now. You better tell me right now. Before I walk out this door, my feelings are sore. Please tell me, girl, do you love me or no anymore? Last night I walked in the house. You acted like you weren't around. When I walked in your room, you were wearing
a wow. Wow. We're back now. Oh,
why SiriusXM has not signed you yet, I do not know.
I felt all the shame again just now.
Yeah.
The shame doesn't go away, I guess.
It was crazy because I remember the bowl of rice one, but those other ones, man, those are gems.
Bangers, yeah. But it is still embarrassing.
This is like fine wine. It got better.
It did get better.
It totally got better.
Can I tell you what my daughter busted out with the other day?
Watch it.
How many rice, sir, in a bowl of rice? And I was like, not in this RV.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com.
Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm a surprise guy. Mm-hmm. I like surprises, man. I like to look down on a schedule and think, oh my goodness, what is going on here today? And Kristen is taking charge.
But Tommy is the one. Tommy deserves all the kudos because he's the one who's reaching out to everybody. He and I have worked together to put a pretty impressive list together, we think, of people that you would like to talk to and see and reminisce and look at past Burt shows with fondness. And Tommy snagged our guest today, and it's going to be fun to relive.
So there's about a 10% part of me that's nervous when somebody walks through the door that I'm not going to remember who they are.
Stop.
Let's not say who it is and to have him come in and see if he remembers who it is.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either.
Come on.
I don't want to do that either.
I don't want to do that.
I'm trying to avoid as much pain as I can for the next week.
Thomas, we're going to end on a high, not on a low,
Uncomfortable
sir.
Uncomfortable is fun.
Yeah, Cassie hits us with an email the other day going, you guys should do the contraption thing, the pregnancy simulator one more time.
And
No, that's not the way I want to go out.
They're requesting those that have never done it to do it. So they Mikey and Jackson.
Okay, that's fine.
You put in your time.
Yes, too much. Right.
All right, so your guest for right now, you're going to remember her, and you're going to remember her fondly because we had her on the show multiple times. She wore her emotions, put her heart on her sleeve. Please welcome back to the Burt Show, One Direction super fan, Meredith. Oh,
she's here?
Yes.
Meredith!
Get out of here.
Also,
hi, Meredith.
Also, former intern Meredith.
Get out of here. Hi, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Oh, God. I'm like sliding on the seat. Good morning. It's
Good
so
morning.
Nice to be back.
How are you?
I'm so well. When I got the call to come on the show, I was like, absolutely.
This is a cool history of the Burt Show. The story is pretty cool. You want to tell it?
I'd be happy to. Yeah. It's my favorite thing to tell. I would say, 10 years ago?
Yeah,
I caught it on March 20, I think it was the day after, so March 26. I remember the dates. 2015. I'm in eighth grade, okay? Need I say more? And I'm talking to my mom on the radio. I'm talking to my mom in the car. Mm-hmm. We listen to The Burt Show every day, of course. And I have You and I by One Direction blaring in my ears, and my mom goes, Meredith, like, they're talking on the Burt Show about, like, these girls that are just pouring their heart out, but I know you're just bawling crying. Like, you're calling in. I'm like, hey, okay, fine, I'll call. And exactly like that, my tears turn into gold, if you will. And I've continued to come back on the show, thankfully, from the Burt Show and everyone else here. And
that's when One Direction broke up.
That's when One Direction broke up. Oh, no, Zayn left One Direction. I didn't even say the context. Yeah, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not up this early all the time. But, yes, so on March 25th, Zayn Malik announced that he was leaving One Direction.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace, yes.
And again, you're how old at the time?
I'm 14.
14, okay. Yeah,
so it was, and we have obviously been talking about it in the entertainment buzz, and One Directioners were distraught. So we opened the lines for anybody who wanted to call in and share how they were feeling about the news. And this was Meredith calling in during the entertainment buzz to express how she was feeling about Zayn leaving the band.
I feel like I'm broken. But I can't talk.
It's okay. Take a deep breath.
Without Zayn, they're not even One Direction. It's not the same. Without his high notes and all, and his little accent, he's just a Bradford boy. He's just a little boy from Bradford.
He does have impressive high notes.
I had two of my friends over yesterday. We just cried about it for hours.
Now, are those tears of embarrassment or are you?
I think, I don't know. Oh my God, I just feel so many emotions because that was 10 years ago. Clearly, I still have wear my emotions on my sleeve. I'm known for that. But
she has one deep PTSD.
I sound like a baby. Like that was I'm like hyperventilating crying. That's when I know I'm like, oh wow.
Yes.
Yeah. And now you've mastered the adult silent cry where you just pat it with your fingers.
It's the mom cry or the corporate cry where you just put your tears down so that it goes not straight down right. Mascara.
So is that because you're like going back 10 years and reliving the feelings of this band, like not being...
They're still my whole world. Are you kidding me? I still make sure I know where they're all at all the time. But that's what I lived and breathed. That's what they were, my boyfriends, you know, that was my first heartbreak. Like that was... They were my everything. That's all I do is come home and just watch their music videos, watch their edits on YouTube. And now we have TikTok for me to reminisce that stuff on. Thank goodness. But no, they were my whole world.
So, and you obviously touched our hearts with your emotion that fast forward, we brought Meredith in studio and surprised her.
Meredith, we were all talking about this, and we thought to ourselves, look, we have to send Meredith to go see them before they stop touring in March. So we are actually here to tell you this morning that you're going to have to skip school tomorrow, because today we are sending you up to Milwaukee.
No, I'm not. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're sending you up to Milwaukee to go see One Direction. Yeah. All right, we got great seats. I mean, really great. Your mom is in on this, too. You got great seats. Okay.
Oh my God.
There's one more element that I need to tell you about also. Would you mind going backstage and hanging out with those guys?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yes,
you
are. I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're going backstage.
I can't.
Would that be good enough?
Oh, my God. I can't. Oh, this is the best day ever.
In real life, Meredith here, crying again.
I literally can't stop crying. I mean, don't get me wrong. When everyone mentions One Direction, the Bird Show comes up, and I always tell the story. And what do? Pull up the YouTube video, of course. Uh-huh. And so I see it, but hearing it, I feel like it's more emotional because I'm hearing my little like, and then I heard my mom kind of tear up. So then I'm like, oh my gosh. But no, it's crazy. That was the best day of my life. I don't know if my wedding will top that.
Well, I will if you marry somebody from the band, okay?
Hey. So we sent Meredith to Milwaukee, of all places. I don't know why it ended up being Milwaukee.
Probably cheapest ticket for us.
Milwaukee's great.
Cheapest flight and cheapest ticket, probably.
It's what we were able to get. So, yes, Meredith goes to Milwaukee to see the One Direction show, but not just that, to go backstage and meet the guys. And then this is her coming back, because, of course, we had to talk to her after she got back to see what it was like to meet...
This wasn't even us talking to us. This is like immediately after. I guess she recorded it into her phone.
Oh my gosh!
I think
I haven't heard this since, so I'm so excited.
So this is what Meredith was feeling. This was how Meredith was reacting to meeting her all time favorite band, and that's putting it so mildly, obviously, One Direction.
Hi, it's Meredith, and I just came back from meeting the boys. Oh my gosh! I walked in the room and it was like there was a bunch of chairs and you had to like walk past it and there was a bunch of steps that I kept falling on and then Harry kept watching me fall and it was so embarrassing and I like tried to not cry. I controlled myself completely. I didn't even cry when they were in the room. And then right when they were like, okay, it's your turn. Yeah. I freaked out. I hugged Harry first. I went for the kiss on the cheek. I just did it. And then I hugged Louis. I hugged Liam. I hugged Niall. It was the best thing ever. And then I asked them to get a picture, and I was in the middle, and I was like, can you all just, like, hug around me? And then Harry put his arm around my waist, and I put my arm around him, and they were all holding me, and it was the best thing ever. Thank you so much, the first show.
And she's crying again.
I got it again. I literally am doing like the, just like drying my tears out, trying not to ruin my mascara. That one, oh my God, I haven't heard that in forever. And I used to, I don't think I have it on my phone, but I put a recording on, like I, you know, like your voice memos, like the app or whatever. Mm-hmm. I left my phone. There was this table, I remember. And I left my phone there to see if I could get anything from it. And I don't think I have that video. So just like hearing me like live, like my live reactions, that just like, brought me back, and I know exactly what the chairs I was talking about. Harry wasn't looking at me. I can tell you that right now. But, you know, me 14, 15 years old, I wanted to think that, but and that was awesome.
And then fast forward, you end up becoming a Burke Show intern.
Crazy,
and
right?
Hanging out with us for a semester. Yeah. And yeah, you're a part of the fabric of the Burke Show. It's one of our favorite stories. And yeah, I love the fact that you're not afraid to show emotion. And I think that is so important. And you're not afraid to share your love and your compassion. So It's a blast to have you back and to go down really memory lane, even with all the tears.
And now Meredith, moving on from her Burt Show internship, is in the professional world now. She's working, and she actually works with another intern that interned that same semester.
Come on.
Yes.
And what she does could be very helpful to the Burt Show in about 8 shows.
So, first off, the person that Tommy's referring to, Mackenzie, she and I interned together summer of 22, and I just got to give you guys the kudos because now we're best friends, and we work together just down the road. We're both in sales, and I'm going to be in her wedding next year.
Tell them what you do, how it could be helpful to the members of the Burt Show after, you know, the 24th.
Yeah, Tommy doesn't want the emotional part. He wants the punchline.
He wants the context, yeah. So I am in sales, which really means I'm in staffing, so I can call you guys. If you want to send me your resumes, I can probably find you a job. I really need it. I got you.
Abby might have one on her right now.
Listen, all I'm trying to get from you is any contact information from Harry Styles, but I don't know if I'm going to get either of those things.
And me either. I hope someone else has it.
Look, when I look back at 25 years of Burt Shows, stuff like this is really, really important. I mean, that's a memory that we were able to provide for you with the help of other people, too. It does take a village to put these things together that you will have for the rest of your life, and that's the kind of impact that we were able to give you. That means something. And now that your best friend is another former intern also,
yes,
that is so touching to me.
No, it's awesome.
Could have that effect over 25 years.
Mm-hmm. No, and I just want to thank you for continuing to be so welcoming and call me in and just be something that I did. Like, it was the best thing that ever happened to me, but also just the fact that, like, you guys brought me one of my best friends, but also just being so honored and, like, keeping me relevant, to be honest. Like, you just guys find always ways to bring me back. And, like, when Tommy would reach out and be like, you're going to be on the show tomorrow, like, it always just makes me so happy to hear your voices again. But now, luckily, get to see you guys, too. Yeah.
Keep it 100. What was the better Burt Show perk, meeting Harry Styles or getting a best friend?
You can't make me answer that. She's going to listen and be like, oh, my gosh, she has to say me. But I don't know if I can answer that.
I'll answer for you. Meeting Harry Styles.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
In a second, we'll get Kelly on from yesterday's show, who just found out that her new boyfriend was living with his ex. He never said anything in like the 3 months they were dating. So she was going to have that line in the sand conversation with him yesterday. We'll find out how it went. In the meantime, we've got raffle tickets that we need to sell for Burt's big adventure. We're a little behind.
Are we
a little behind on our raffle tickets right now.
Okay, well, here's our big push. So Burt's Big Adventure is our nonprofit where we take kids with chronic and terminal illness down to Disney World. But it's turned into so much more than that. We have built this beautiful community of families with kids who have special needs that now are able to connect and form these friendships and bonds. We have the Fairy Godparent Program where we visit kids every time they are in the hospital. We also have reunions, which we bring all the families, every single family from the very first Burt's Big Adventure to the last one we did this February together. Sheridan just sent out the RSVP for the holiday reunion, which is one of my favorites, which we're going to do at the hotel at Avalon, Santa, hot cocoa, decorating cookies, the whole, like, this is what we do for these families.
It takes money.
It does take money.
It takes money.
It does take money. And so, but what's cool is you purchase a raffle ticket for $100. You could be driving off in a brand new Q3 Audi. Actually, technically, it's an Audi Q3. I reverse those. But a 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta. So it's with the purchase of a $100 raffle ticket, you get entered. In years past, some people have bought multiple tickets, and that's who won the car. And there have been years when somebody just bought one little old raffle ticket for $100, and they won a brand new car. And this year, it's a 2025 Audi Q3.
This is a major fundraiser for us for our Burt's Big Adventure each and every year. So we really need your help on this. If you've got the means to do it right now, I know the economy kind of sucks right now. $100 for Burt's Big Adventure really goes a long way, and you might be walking away with a 2025 Audi Q3. You can get those tickets at burtsbigadventure.org. All right, so it was yesterday that Kelly was like, what should I do? What should I do about this? Am I overreacting to it? And I don't think any of us thought she was overreacting.
No, I think if anybody found out that the person they were dating and getting really excited about were living with their ex, you would immediately be like, what the heck is going on? So Kelly gave us a call. She's been dating this guy for like 3 months, which I always call the 90-day free trial, because that's when things always go wrong. After 90 days, there's always something that goes wrong. And for her, it's the fact that he's living with his ex. But other than that, everything's going great. He's funny, texts her good morning. He's even introduced her to a few of his friends, which I feel like is a huge, huge green flag. So the only weird thing is that he would never invite her over, and she would later find out that it's because he is living with his ex. And she's like, I know he's saying it's totally platonic. I know he's saying that they dated for years, but now there is nothing there anymore. But I can't help but feel like this is something I should dump him over. So she calls us up. And the advice we gave her was give him basically an ultimatum, basically saying, hey, I appreciate the fact that you still have to live with your ex for financial reasons or whatever. I'm gonna bow out for now. But whenever you get your own place and you move on from your ex in this living situation, hit me up. Like, by all means, I want to date you, but it's got to be the right time.
I think that's fair.
I do, too.
I think that's totally fair. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so the ultimatum adjacent idea yesterday, because it wasn't a total ultimatum.
I didn't feel like it was ultimatum, because it's not like it's, for me, ultimatum is...
do this or this.
Yes.
She wasn't saying that.
She wasn't saying that, right, Kelly?
Yeah. No, yeah, and I so appreciate your input on that, because otherwise I would have been so stuck. So I decided to go with Kristen's suggestion. And I told him as nicely and non-confrontationally as possible that I do really like him, but I'm just not comfortable dating someone who still lives with their ex. Like, who wouldn't, you know? So I told him, I think you're great, but maybe the timing just isn't right for us right now. And that once he's got his living situation figured out, to call me and that I'd still be around. And I thought that he'd get super defensive or say that I was overreacting, but he didn't. And instead, he was completely receptive. He even seemed a little bit like panicked at the thought of losing me, which I was like, oh, well, okay. And then he told me he totally understands why I feel the way I do, but he's already been looking for places and promised if that's what it takes to keep seeing you, that I'll be out by next week. And he seemed serious. So like, it wasn't just talk. And he's been nothing but respectful and transparent since that conversation. And it honestly, it's making me like him even more. And I'm just really hopeful. And that maybe this story could have a happy ending. So now I'm just giving him the space to prove it. And if he follows through and actually moves out by next week, we've agreed to go back out and go on another date and keep moving forward. And if he shows me he means what he says, I'm all in.
That is amazing. Okay.
That's huge.
This is not being overly optimistic. We've said this on the show before, that if a guy or a woman really, really is into you, like we are thinking like long term, they will move heaven and earth to get to you, right? And this guy is proving that. Like, he is making a statement here. Like, I will be out of the house in 1 week.
He doesn't need to move. Yeah, he doesn't need to move heaven and earth. He just has to move down the hall. Yeah, right.
So that's what he is really, really into you. This is a serious thing.
Yeah. It's like, I wasn't expecting it, like I said. And so for him to actually show the initiative and be like, no, you're right. Like, I need to make moves here. and it was just the best outcome I could have hoped for.
You know, here is a really good lesson that I've learned over the years also, and I think dudes maybe are better at it than women are, is sometimes you got to put all the chips in, man. You just got to put them all in, and you have to go into it expecting the best, but kind of at least thinking about the worst, and you got to go all in. You did that. He proved to you exactly who he is. I think it was great advice. Great advice from Kristen yesterday.
Yeah, thank you so much. Seriously.
All right, so you're going to have to keep us updated, Kelly, because now we're invested. So fingers crossed, toes crossed, legs crossed, all the things crossed.
Well, you don't need to keep your legs crossed for long, Kelly.
Hopefully less than a week.
Hopefully you got a week.
Is that the advice that we're giving?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if it's advice. I'm just saying I don't think she's going to need to. He sounds like a great guy.
If he moves out and gets his own place, it's time for a celebration, Bert.
Maybe so.
I know, yeah.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
Bye, Kelly.
The Bert Show.
Look, before we go on today, I wanted to do this. I wanted to thank everybody on this current staff here. What we are doing right now is not easy. All right, coming in here and doing a show knowing that the lights are going off on October 24th. And these guys have known for a long time, and I'm talking about everybody on this staff right now from top to bottom, has kept it so professional and has been lighthearted, has been making jokes about it and really coming in here and giving their best. I was advised by people that are much smarter than me in management to not say anything until the very last minute to the staff because people were going to check out. And like I always do with management advice, I didn't take it.
That is your MO.
That is kind of it right there. I'm like, I trust everybody on this staff, man. And for the most part, I've been right. And everybody has come in here. And since the day that I told these guys that I had thoughts about taking off, nothing has changed. Everybody has kept their, no matter how everybody's feeling, once they leave the studio, the panic, I understand, of like not knowing where you guys are going to be in a couple of months. You guys have all put that aside, all put it aside, and done a really good show since I made the announcement and have talked to you guys about it. And that's not an easy thing to do. And I want to thank you guys.
You're welcome. I think it's a testament to every person on this show. Like it's just our DNA that we're going to come in and we're still going to do a good show, because the last thing I want to do is go out on a low. I want to go out on a high. And I've, you know, dedicated 14 years of my life to this show and to this company. And I'm an all or nothing gal. And there wasn't going to be any half-assing the end of the Bert Show. So if we're going to go out, we're going to go out right. And don't get it twisted. There are mornings when I wake up and I was like, I just want to stay in bed because why not?
What's the point?
What does it
all mean?
I'm just going to lay in bed today and just stare at the ceiling fan.
Yeah. But no, that's everybody has put their big girl pants on and big boy pants on and have showed up, and we're doing the dang thing. And I think, yes, for you, because I love you. And I want to make sure you have the grand exit that you deserve, but also for the listeners, like the listeners deserve to go down memory lane with us and to, you know, bring back fun guests and to relive mostly the highs. We've opted not to play a lot of the lows from the last 25 years.
Thank you.
We're just going to like let those lie. But
the amount of messages I've gotten from people saying, oh, you got to play that roast again, which was the beginning of the end of my relationship with my wife, is never going to be on the radio again, ever.
No.
It was terrible then, and the thought of it is terrible now.
But just the kind-hearted messages from the listeners and our Bert Show community. So, yeah, no, we're going to go out, and we're going to go out right. I appreciate you acknowledging that because, I mean, I think all of us are digging deep, but we're digging deep for the right reasons.
And you've been doing this for a while. Most of the staff is either new to radio or new to a morning show or much younger. And Abby, this is her first like full-time morning show, personality morning show. And
probably my last.
That's not true. That is just not true. And if it is, that makes more of a statement about the industry than it does you. Just the fact that the young people on the staff also have never gone through this before, and you've just been kicking ass.
Well, I appreciate that. And I've had my mornings too. Like it's a roller coaster for sure. But at the end of the day, like I think
having the hindsight of knowing that it's coming to an end is such a gift, because I feel like in a weird way, you get to appreciate it more mm-hmm. because you know it's coming to an end. Whereas I think if I had found out like the week of, I would have been like, oh my God, all this time, like I could have like really been savoring it. Which you should do all the time anyway, mm-hmm. wait, because like you're never guaranteed tomorrow, but getting to know that you are going out at a certain point has been great, because at least you can plan for it and you can savor the moment and do what you can with that information.
Yeah, there were a bunch of people over at iHeart the last couple of days that got laid off. They had no idea it was coming.
Completely right? Blindsided.
I'm not sure which one's better in a case like this, not knowing it's coming or knowing it's coming and then having to perform every single day. Either way, we are in a pretty fortunate situation.
I completely feel that way.
Well, now I'm totally disappointed, Bert, because Kristen came to the members of the show and she said, you know, come up with something, your favorite moment that you wanted to play back. And my favorite moment, honestly, was the roast. And now you say I can't play it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can listen to it over and over and over again on October 25th, as many times as you want.
That was the worst. I hated that day.
That literally is the only DM that I've gotten a couple of times that has angered me over the course of the last couple of years. Like, why would you want anybody to relive that, right? So, yeah, we're going to stick to the stuff that sounded great on the radio. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.